This is our news scan from 7 September 2026 at 6:25 Eastern Time until 8 September 2026 at 6:15 Eastern Time. Shock line. The Arctic oil duel starts as Vostok starts loading. Jizan is hit again as Iran claims a Hormuz corridor. What changed last 24 hours? Houthi strikes hit Saudi Aramco facilities at Jizan on Monday. Damage assessment is underway at infrastructure that includes the 400,000-barrel-a-day refinery near the Yemeni border. Ukrainian long rain, units struck oil processing plants in Russia's Perm region and Tatarstan overnight. Perm hosts Lukoil's 260,000-barrel-a-day plant. Tatarstan hosts Tatneft's 300,000-barrel-a-day Taneco complex. Iran said it is preparing a restricted Gulf zone and a Hormuz shipping corridor with Oman. Vessels would have to coordinate with Iranian authorities before entry. Uncoordinated ships would be placed on Iran's sanctions list. Rosneft began loading Vostok oil at Bakhta Sever after Putin commissioned the project. The first cargo went onto the Ark 7 tanker Valentin Pickle. A second Aframax was waiting. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on $20 billion to $27.6 billion of U.S. goods took effect Tuesday. Duties range from 15% to 50% on steel, furniture, clothing, electronics, dairy, and farm equipment. The European Commission announced a 200 million euros package for Greenland focused on connectivity, clean energy, and critical raw materials. Why this matters, the system. This is a chokepoint plus Arctic dual-track regime. Gulf physical access is being rewritten by force and by claimed legal corridor at the same time. A sanctioned Arctic outlet is now physically loading. The operating system is no longer spare capacity. It is contested passage, plus new ice class barrels, plus fractured North American trade rules. Hard anchor. Jizan's 400,000-barrel-a-day refinery, plus Vostok's 790-kilometer pipeline, to an ice-protected port built for 120,000-ton Arctic tankers. What breaks next? Forward risk. If Iran's corridor rule holds, tanker optionality collapses first. Clean product rates already jumped 11% on the Baltic Clean Tanker Index. Dirty rates rose 2.25%. If Jizan damage is more than last month's interruption, refined product lift from the southern Red Sea stays constrained, while Hormuz flows remain in the 5 to 10 million barrel a day estimate band. If Vostok loadings continue on schedule, Russia gains an eastbound Arctic route that does not need Western partners who already exited. If Canada's tariffs stay in force, mid-sized U.S. exporters of steel, appliances, and electronics lose the first-mover pricing window into a market that still takes 68% of Canadian goods. If the EU-Greenland package is followed by tighter mineral offtake terms, Arctic critical mineral optionality shifts toward Brussels while U.S. annexation pressure remains unresolved. Infrastructure and contracts limit speed. Ice-class tanker availability, Panama-Lock-compatible VLGC deliveries in 2030, and existing offtake at Papua LNG all sit on multi-year clocks. The line to remember. When the corridor is claimed and the Arctic port loads, spare capacity stops being the shock absorber. Signal Vs. Noise. Signal. Physical strike on Jizan infrastructure. First Vostok cargoes at Bakhta Sever. Iran's stated Hormuz coordination requirement. Canada tariffs now live. EU cash into Greenland minerals and connectivity. Noise. Kremlin talk of possible trilateral talks with no date or venue. AGI redefined as a fuzzy target. India ethanol surplus with no new blend mandate. Prediction market odds on $100 oil this week. Venezuela OPEC exit commentary with no quota chain. Community notes. There are over 24,000 plus daily readers of this daily, rapid read. We are very happy to announce that we have a YouTube page. Please go to www.youtube.com/geopoliticsunplugged/rapid-read and subscribe. We have over 1,600 subscribers on YouTube. Why you should upgrade to paid. Know what matters before everyone else understands why it matters. The free scan names the shocks. The paid edition is the board that ranks them, prices them, and tells you which ones actually rewrite the system this week. You get a scored geopolitical risk table that treats the Hormuz corridor claim, the Jizan strike, the Perm and Tatarstan hits, live Canadian tariffs, first Vostok loadings, and the EU-Greenland package as one dual-track regime instead of separate alerts. Then you get the market read that explains why clean tanker rates jumped first, why diesel cracks are the real bottleneck, and why copper and containers are telling a different story than Brent. This edition summarizes 39 news stories and 8 Substack articles. Upgrade if you want the analysis that turns a 24-hour news pile into a usable risk map before the next print. The Rapid Read Intelligence briefing risk board with 110 scores, key drivers, and potential impact for every live event. Full market, shipping, and industrial commodity analysis that shows what already moved and why spare capacity is no longer the shock absorber. The forward watchlist and contrarian take that separate operational signals from noise over the next 7 to 30 days. Complete snapshot tables, plus the source layer you will not see if you stay on the free side of the wall. And 100% of paid subscription proceeds support Angel Flight East medical missions. 100% of proceeds from paid subscriptions to Geopolitics Unplugged are donated to support my volunteer missions flying medical and cancer patients with Angel Flight East. Angel Flight East is a nonprofit organization that arranges free air transportation for patients needing medical treatment, such as cancer patients, young and old. As a volunteer pilot, I donate my time, my aircraft, the fuel, ramp fees, infrastructure fees to safely fly these passengers at no cost to them to or from their medical cancer treatment. My goal is to fly one of these missions every week. They come up short notice as well. On Tuesday, August 18, 2026, I flew a male with prostate cancer patient to his treatment. Together with your support, we will be getting him to life-saving treatment at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. Let's do this together. On September 17, 2026, I have a flight for a cancer patient bringing her home from New York City after her treatment to Harrisburg, PA, KCXY. On September 24, 2026, I am transporting an 82-year-old cancer patient from York, PA, to Wilmington, NC, for his life-saving treatment. Here is a full-length interview I did about Angel Flights East with anchor Mark Hall of DC News Now, a Nexstar Media group-owned local television news outlet and CW affiliate serving the DMV region, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.